In celebration of St. Patrick's Day, WFIT is pleased to welcome Kilt the Messenger to our studio today. I'm speaking with Bob Juhas, who is the founding member of Kilt the Messenger. Welcome to the studio today.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for having us.
So we're looking forward to a great St. Patrick's Day celebration. Can you introduce the great band that you have today?
Absolutely. On keyboards, we have Jim Turner. And over there on the bass guitar, we have David Nelson. Our multi-instrumentalist, Annie Padnick, is on the bagpipes and the viola. And if you catch our live show, she plays about 37 other instruments. Our amazing drummer is Haley Juhas back there. And I try and keep up with Annie on the bagpipes for this one tune. And then I also play lead guitar.
All right. So let's hear it. We have Kilt the Messenger at WFIT.
I remember
That's Kilt the Messenger on WFIT on this St. Patrick's Day. Heating up the studio here, bringing their Celtic punk rock rockabilly sound to our studio here. Again, thank you so much for performing today.
Oh, thank you so much again for having us. This is a lot of fun. We've never done this before.
Well, here you are. I don't think we've had a Celtic rock band in here, so this is a first for both of us. We're really looking forward to it. Now, you guys have known for putting on an amazing show, a really live entertainment show. Have you always been influenced by Irish music and really digging Irish sounds?
Well, I guess, for the most part, but things got really serious when I started taking bagpipe lessons from Annie. I was a fireman for 20 years with the city of Palm Bay and a paramedic, and the bagpipes play a big role in the traditions of the fire service. And so as I got more and more into that part of it, I started listening more and more to Irish and Celtic music, and one thing led to another, and here we are.
Now, one thing that Kilt the Messenger does is have not just Celtic music, but like you said earlier, rockabilly music, and there's, you know, some rock and some punk. It's just an amazing conglomeration of different sounds. How did you meet Annie?
Well, I was a fire instructor at Florida Fire Training Institute for 10 years, and her husband was one of my students. He was on his way to becoming a firefighter. And I don't know, I guess we were talking bagpipes one time because I was really interested in finding a bagpiper that could teach me how to do it. And lo and behold, he was about to marry a bagpiper. So
now, Annie, I'm looking at a bagpipe here, and it looks like one of the most complicated instruments you could ever learn to play. Is that true?
It is kind of complicated, I guess. I had the good fortune to learn as a kid, which really helps.
You grew up in Massachusetts,
huh? I did. Yep. I grew up in Central Mass in New Hampshire. And and in a Scottish family. So I was just...
So you just had to.
In the right place at the right time for piping. Yes. And it is a complicated instrument. It has four different reeds in it. The main reed is called the tantor, and it's a double reed, kind of like an oboe. And then it has drone reeds that sit on your shoulder as well. So you're kind of juggling all this, the bag, which holds the air, of course, and you are regulating that pressure with your arm as you're inhaling and exhaling. So the air pressure stays constant over the reeds. And meanwhile, you have to memorize all the music. So then you learn to march.
Simple. You could just pick it right up.
No problem.
Well, it sounds great. We're speaking with Kilt the Messenger today on this St. Patrick's Day. And let's hear another song.
All right, this tune is called The Ballad of Vincent McCarthy.
Now, there's a story about that song, right?
We tell this story every time we play it. My engine company, one evening, we ran a medical call to a care of the aged home. And we were wrapping up and getting ready to leave, and an elderly gentleman walked up to us and introduced himself. He said that he was a retired New York City fireman. So we invited him to come by the station and have dinner with us that night. And Palm Bay runs a 24-hour shift, and then you're off for 48, and then you're back on for 24. And I was on B shift. So Vincent McCarthy came and had dinner with us that night. He was 87 years old the day we met him. And he came and had dinner with B shift, his boys at Station 1, every B shift for the next 6 years. He died when he was 93 years old, and he was an amazing gentleman. He was a World War II veteran, wounded in the war. He was a highly decorated New York City fireman. And so we wrote this song, and it's not just about Vince. It's about firefighters everywhere. And we actually have a video on YouTube if people want to check it out. It's got some really awesome firefighting videos, firefighting scenes along with the song. So... But this is for Vince and firefighters everywhere.
One, two, three, four. bite. Tired and hungry, I'm waiting on meal as the late afternoon turn to night. A ring on the bell at the door beckoned us, and we sent off the new guy to see who it was. You turned with a smile as an old friend walked into the light. So good evening, Vincent McCarthy. Come take your place with the lads. Tea's on the table, the dinner is served, and the food here ain't really half bad. With your rock steady hand on the tiller man's wheel, old 40 trucks rolling at Creston Hill. New York was burning, you gave everything that you had. Where steel comes to fail, but the hearts of these jakes never did. How many souls that I've greeted today, but for these men might never have lived. On the head of a pin, they say angels can dance. On the tip of that ladder, your clung faith and ham. Far off a feast with no mercy, no quarter to give. Thanks for the places you've taken me. Sharp as a blade, all the memories. Names and the stories of brotherhood live. The world doesn't turn for an hour more. Without men like these, that's for goddamn sure. Time takes us all, cause that is what it is.
That's Kilt the Messenger on this St. Patrick's Day on WFIT, the Ballad of Vincent McCarthy, with the story of a retired New York City fireman. Now, firehouses have a long tradition with Celtic music and bagpipes. Is that true?
When I was marching in the with the Melbourne Pipes and Drums with Annie. I spent 3 years doing that, really working on the pipes. I hardly ever touched my guitar during that whole time. And I actually had an old Scottish piper tell me that the American Fire Service saved the bagpipes in Scotland, that they'd gotten pretty much forgotten. People weren't passing it on to their children anymore. But the tradition became so strong here in America that it moved back to the Isle, and it became they took it up again and embraced it again.
But yeah.
I don't know how true that is, but it was an old Scottish piper that told me that. So.
Well, then it had to be true.
Yeah,
if it came from the homeland there. You know, but there's the one thing about Celtic music, it has a long tradition of storytelling, of telling what's happening in the world today, what's happening in your neighborhood, what's happening in your country, and it just seems to fit.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the big appeal of it to me. And to all of us, we love the stories we're telling, and it's exciting. It's exciting to bring it to people. We play in a lot of places that nobody's ever heard a band like us, so it's pretty cool. You know, there's a lot of music out there, and we found our little piece of the lake to float in.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we're glad to have you here at WFIT. We have Kilt the Messenger in our studio today. Now, your first album came out in 2014 called Hero Punk. There was a lot of heroes, a lot of stories about heroes in there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is like being a fireman, you must, I mean, I consider you a hero myself. I mean, that's your job, is to help people and save the day, right?
Pretty much. That's what we do. That's what we train to do. Yes.
Well, thank you very much for all your service. You're retired now, right?
So yes, I am.
You can enjoy your retirement now and play music all the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, I heard you're working on a new album now, too.
Yeah, we're working on our second album. We've been in the studio for 2 years now. It's just taking a long time because it's an expensive endeavor. And we're really, really, we learned so much on that first album, and now we're applying it to this album, and we're so excited about it. We're really excited to get it finished and get it out to people.
You have a couple new songs from the album they're out now. There's videos.
Yes.
Out.
Vincent McCarthy is actually going to be the first song on the album, and the song that we end with is the second song on that album.
Okay. So we're hearing some new songs today.
Yes. This song also is on the album. It's called Joseph.
All right. Let's hear it. We have Kilt the Messenger at WFIT.
Threshold of pain is high, so I'll just sit idly by while you sing a song I cannot know. Joseph found a trickle of blood. So old, counting all my footsteps in the mud. With all these words, I said I. Thank you.
got to say, I love that song, Joseph. That's Kilt the Messenger on WFIT. Annie playing lovely viola on that track as well. Annie, is there any instrument you do not play?
Many. There are many instruments I do not play.
Because you came fully armed with several different instruments here, and she's been performing several different ones on different tracks here. And again, I want to thank Kilt the Messenger for coming in today and performing on this St. Patrick's Day. And we're having a great time. So again, thank you so much for performing today. The one thing about that that video that I saw was how it sort of builds. There's a lovely video of Joseph of how it builds, where the different members of the band sort of come in, and it keeps adding in layers and layers. I mean, it's a fascinating clip. Where can people see that video?
YouTube, and of course our website, www.kilttthemessenger.com, has all of our videos on it, and our album also. But yeah, just punch in Kilt the Messenger on YouTube, and you'll go right to it. There's, I think we have 5 videos up now.
And they're all beautifully shot, and they all have great images. And of course, the one that you have with the Ballad of Vincent McCarthy have all those vintage fireman shots and everything. I mean, it's a great look. So we wish you all the best. When do you think the new album's coming out? This year?
Yes. Yeah, it'll definitely be out this year.
he said it on the radio now, so now it has to be true, right?
Absolutely.
Well, we've got all the songs on it. Now we're just polishing things up, and we're adding some of the the lead guitars and things like that, and
finishing touches.
Yeah, of course. Touches.
Yeah, just a little polishing up at the end.
Yeah.
It always takes longer than you think.
We're looking forward to hearing the new album. So we have time for one more song here with Kilt the Messenger.
All right, this one's called They Tell Me That Was You. And as I said, this is the second song on the album. Now you're going to hear a little bit of our punkabilly root.
Thank you.
Rocking the firehouse today on this St. Patrick's Day with Kilt the Messenger. Keep your eyes and ears open for their new album coming soon. For more information, you can visit kilthemessenger.com. And Bob, can you introduce the band one last time here?
Absolutely. Jim Turner's on the keyboards. David Nelson's on the bass. Haley Uhas is on the drums. Andy Padnick is on the bagpipes and viola, and my name's Bob Uhas, playing guitar and a little bit of bagpipes. And check out our videos. You'll see some of the other instruments we play. You know, we've got banjos and mandolins and all kind of stuff going on, trumpet. Everybody here is pretty multifaceted. So.
Man, it sounds great. Again, thank you so much for performing today. It was a blast.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.